This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
How long do you think the longest podcast intro we've ever done is?
I think we did about 15 minutes once we got chatting about something.
Probably,
yeah.
Start probably in the early days.
15 extra minutes of work. What were we doing?
Silly billies.
Silly billies.
Dave, are you still off the vape?
Yes, day four.
Well done, that's amazing.
How did yesterday go? Was it hard?
Yesterday was probably the toughest day so far.
Okay, fair.
And I text my mum. I actually sent her a voice note that I actually think was quite funny.
Play it out there.
I will. I'll send it to you, Emma.
Hello, good evening. How are you? I hope your skiing holiday was amazing. It has been day three. I'm still off the vapes. However, that is going to end very soon, just so you know. So you're going to be disappointed in me. I'm just giving you warning that that's going to happen. I think that's nice. Because it's the hardest thing in the world. And also, I'm getting very fat because I keep eating everything around me. I did not realize how much it suppresses your appetite, vaping. So I shall be going back to that. But at least, mother, I will be skinny. So, yes, I may die, but I will be skinny dying. So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
Okay, that is a terrible message for anyone who wants to give up vaping.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there are ways that you can manage your appetite while giving up.
But here you are vaping. And you didn't do it.
Yeah, she
you
said...
You didn't break it.
She said, one day at a time, seven steps. And I said, what are the seven steps? The second step better be you can have a cigarette. She didn't like that.
How was their ski trip without you anyway? You'll hear more about that in the show today.
Oh, they had a blast.
Yeah.
They just had the best time.
That's so cute that they're going off skiing together.
They're actually a really
very
cute
active
couple.
Like.
Yeah, they are. Like they run marathons together and all, and they're real active people.
I'd love to be like that when I'm older.
But like, yeah, they just
I think when I have a kid, I'll just let myself go.
They just constantly send pictures of each other and like skiing and like
that's cute.
Dad and all.
Good relationship goals.
Yeah. Yeah, they're happy. They're actually just like the cutest team ever. It is very sweet.
Aw,
good on them.
No, it fucking sucks. I'll tell you why it sucks. Because...
What, them being the cutest team or you being off the vapes?
No, them being the cutest team, like the cutest couple. The bar
they back
is
each
set
other up all the time.
Every time. But the bar is set so high. Like, I'm looking at every relationship I've ever had and I'm like, it's not what my mum and dad have.
I know a lot of people have that. They've got a proper cutesy-tootsy parent relationship. Like, shit, like, that's very high standard.
It's very high standard. That's why I've broken up with everyone I've ever been with, because I'm like, you're not the relationship that I've seen for 28 years.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a bit messed up, isn't it?
Every cloud has a bad lining.
Does it?
Well, it's the opposite of every cloud is a silver lining. You have a good thing, but it has a negative side.
Yeah, very true.
Never happy. What is he, Emma? He's
never fucking
happy.
Happy, this fella. I'm happy out here knitting away, lads, to my heart's content.
Are you? I was like, she looks a bit distracted. You'll see why Emma's knitting soon. I can't talk anymore. I know. Sorry, I need
Ashling's
to go.
Sick. I'm knitting, and Dave parents have a great relationship.
Yeah, that and is. I'm off the vapes for 4 days, and I'm going insane.
I think you're doing really well, pal.
I think so too.
Well, I wrap this up. Sorry, I'm just knitting here.
Yeah,
I don't
even
have any
so.
Hands to press the button.
Show is better.
Let me. The show is much better.
The show is way better than this. Yeah.
Good laugh.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Sorry now. Oh, another one off the hook. Oh, now I have a hand.
It's a way to wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, good morning. At just 2 minutes after seven, we're Emma, Dave, and Ashling. This is Spin. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning. What's going on? What are we, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Hump of the week. Happy
lovely
days.
And bright out there, lads.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You're going to start every day being like, what are we Tuesday? What are we Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, I will. I will start.
Forevermore. Do that.
Forevermore. I will. That's my thing. What are we Thursday? Great. Yeah.
What are we Thursday?
What are we Wednesday?
What are we Monday? Shite. What are we Friday? Yay.
Well, this will be interesting now, you little bitch. Do you believe in karma? Yeah? Nah. You?
I kind of try to.
Yeah, okay.
It makes you be more of a nice person.
I kind of try to. That's like, I kind of sometimes try and go to mass.
No, but like, if you believe, I'm like, well, I like to think if someone does a really horrible thing to someone, I'm like, they'll get their karma.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I would agree. I firmly believe in karma.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've gotten karma the other day, or like yesterday when I was driving home from work.
Yeah.
At around maybe 11:30. And I got every single green light.
Ooh.
All the way home. Like every single one. Even if it was, I was like, ah, oh, well, here we go. Here's where
you
it stopped.
You were really nice to us yesterday. You were in good form. That's probably why.
Maybe. And then as soon as I was like, I could see it was red and I was like, ah, oh, damn it, that sucks. And just as I was approaching, green. I was like, ah, oh, here we go. Do you know what I mean? Off straight away. But I think the karma has come back to me because this morning, every single red light, the whole way to work.
Okay. Well,
and like, there was no one on the bloody road.
It's so funny. I swear to God, I had this thought this morning. Didn't stop once on the way to work this morning.
Oh, see, that's
not what, even once.
And it's funny because
green the whole way.
Me and you were only like 2 minutes ahead of each other. You were ahead of me by 10 minutes.
But I don't think that's what karma is, Dave. You have to do something bad.
I thought that, but I thought maybe
you do something bad yesterday.
I didn't do anything bad, but I thought maybe because I'd put this out in the universe, like, oh, this great thing happened to me that I'm owed something bad as well. Then,
oh, I
because
don't know.
Of that, do you know what I mean?
I think it's more that.
I think you'd call that one paranoia.
maybe
or overthinking.
Yeah. Be like me, but I was in the pharmacy then yesterday, right? And your one was like, oh, there you go, see you later. And I was about to walk out with all these things, and I was like, sorry, I haven't actually paid for any of this, it's like 40 quid worth of stuff. And she was like, oh, you could have got that for free because I could have just walked out and because she'd forgotten that I hadn't paid. And I was like, oh, no, that's bad karma. And she kind of was like, okay, freak.
You're like, there's a Taylor Swift song about this.
Listen up, lady.
Yeah.
You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling, 7:05. Good morning.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Zara Larsson and David Guetta and On My Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Does anyone know, producer Callum, is she coming to Ireland anytime soon?
I can't see anything. She's on tour everywhere. All my TikTok is flooded with her stuff. She's doing like these smaller O2 Academy venues, so she'd be perfect for the Olympia.
The Olympia
or,
sitting there waiting.
Yeah, and nothing.
God, she's so good and she
seems
to love
Ireland.
Would she
not sell at the arena? No, I'd definitely go and see her.
Yeah. Do you know where I'd like to see her perform? Clara Lara. Zara Larsson at Clara Lara.
She's playing Fairview Park.
When is that?
Friday the 21st of June.
That's decent.
Let's all go.
I'd love to go.
Sounds good.
Let's all go immediately.
Here's Noah Kahan. 6 seasons.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
I would very much enjoy a late electric picnic announcement of Noah Kahan. Just saying.
That would be cool.
He would suit the bill.
I think he would suit it very
perfectly,
nicely.
Yeah,
that would be fab. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin.
I saw a video of him in a concert the other day and someone was like, I saw you and you supported the Jonas Brothers, and he was like, I literally never did that. And then he continued his set, and midway through his set he went, oh, I did support the Jonas Brothers, you're right. And she was like, I know, I was there.
Sorry,
it was amazing.
Funny.
It was so
he's
cool.
He's actually hilarious as well.
He seems like a cool guy. Good news, Twitter was on fire last night. It was so good. Everyone was back on it. Everyone seemed to be having a great time. And the reason it was on fire was because Facebook and Instagram were literally on fire. And
they weren't Instagram working. Instagram was down for a while.
They weren't working for anyone.
For hours, actually.
Yeah, for a while.
Was it hours?
Yeah, I realised how many times I opened and reopened and closed Instagram. It was bad. Every time I reopened it, I was like, oh, crap, yeah, it's down. I keep forgetting this. So, yeah, it wasn't good. It really got me to realise I need to take a break from Instagram and head over to Twitter. So, I saw a tweet that said, a bus has crashed into a building near Tottenham Court Road. And I was like, interesting. I'll click into the responses and see what's going on. The responses are genuinely one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
So what happened? This bus just had a little tipple.
Just a bus went into a building.
There's like a photo of it. So
everyone's okay.
Everyone's all good. Like, it's just literally sitting there, just crashed into the building.
Okay.
I don't know what the story is, because that's not what I have to bring you. I don't have the story of that.
Sure.
I have the replies to said tweet.
Okay.
And it's absolutely amazing. I don't know if you ever see when a tweet goes viral, people in the media always respond to the tweet and be like, hey, Aisling, great tweet. Can I take this with full credit to you, please?
Yeah. Brilliant. I'm from the Evening Standard.
Do you know what I hate?
Use your image.
Do you know what I hate? Can you follow me back so I can send you a DM, please?
Yeah, just
shut up.
Just reply
just
to the bloody
email
thing.
Them. Like, oh, losers. Anyway, I usually see people saying like, yeah, no hassle. But when someone says no, it kind of brings me all the happiness because it's all the drama, Mick. I just love it. Like, some of the replies to the tweet were, London Live, hi Mark, hope you're okay. Would we be able to share this video with credit to you, please? Thanks. The guy, Mark, says it's not a video, but yes, because it was only a picture. BBC London, hi Mark, we hope you're okay. Would BBC London please be able to use your image in our coverage? Yes, that's absolutely fine, he says. Dan Valvey, hi Mark, hope you're okay. Can GB News use this image for our coverage? With credit, of course, to you. No. I don't want anything to do with GB News. You do not have my permission.
Wow. Did he say that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Legend.
And then the tweet started getting wonderful because Stephen Crooksley tweeted, "Hi Mark, hope you're okay. Would it be okay if I look back at your reply to GB News every now and again when I need cheering up?" With credit, of course. So then people just started hopping on this and tweeting him random things about his tweet, and it was gold. "Hi Mark, would it be okay if I printed off these pictures, tore them into strips and then ate them? With full credit to you, of course." "Hi Mark, would it be okay if I took tomorrow off work?" Obviously giving you credit for it, of course. "Hi Mark, I don't need to use your images. Is that okay?" I like this one. "Hi Bus, would I be able to use your mark in our coverage?"
Very good.
"Hi Mark, hope you're okay. What's your favourite cheese?" You know Ryland Clark Neal?
Yeah.
He replied and he was like, "Hi Mark, I'd like to buy you this bus. Full credit to me. Thanks." And someone just went, "Hi Mark, hope you're okay."
All the like news sites were like, "Hope you're okay, hope you're okay." He's very clearly like on the road, just a passerby as well. But it's so disingenuous, isn't it?
I didn't actually realise that that was why they are all like, "Hope you're okay,
I think it's like as if he was involved in
that
the crash.
That is so funny. Yeah, I love Twitter when it's like that. When people get giddy and silly and I'll hop on this kind of thing.
It's funny
brilliant.
How it evolves it's that funny, way, isn't
it's
it?
A great more. Was he flat out replying to people or did
he was replying to everyone.
Phone? I'd have to, if that was me and that started happening to me, I'd have to like call you guys up or ring someone, one of the girls, and be like, "Meet me for a pint. It's gonna be a long
night." Yeah,
this is gonna keep
I'm
on
popping
coming.
Off.
Yeah, it's popping off, mate. Just go crack
now.
Well.
I want to see a scandalous thing and post it on Twitter so that can happen to me.
Oh, yeah, well, just keep dressing up for Halloween, Ash. You get all the high ash. And can we please use this picture
true.
Of you as a crow?
That's true.
On loving.ie. You're listening to Spin. Here's Liza Rose.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
With Emma, Dave, and Aisling at 7:20 this Wednesday morning.
What's going on?
I want to tell you about some drama happening in Southeast Asia. It involves two things: Taylor Swift and a big check.
Oh, well, there we go. There's the spin angle.
Exactly.
I was wondering what was going on. Was
don't like, doubt me.
Well.
So Taylor's currently on the Asian leg of her Eras tour. She's in the middle of a 6-night sold-out run at the National Stadium in Singapore. So I have a friend who lives in Singapore and she was putting in our group chat like screenshots of resale tickets being like, "Is it worth it? Should I pay this?" They were like over €200 and they were called like obstructed view.
Oh, no.
And you could see the view that you were going to get. It was literally the back corner of the stage. Like, you wouldn't have seen the screen.
Oh, right.
At all. You were looking at the back of the stage and, I suppose, the runway.
Why did they sell those tickets the back of the stage?
For over €200.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then she left them and then they went up even higher or whatever. So,
oh my God.
Met my friend last night who has a, like, 6-year-old daughter who's in the peak of her Taylor Swift love in school and her friends are going. And she was saying to me, she was like, "I'd never ask, but is there any chance?" And I was like, "Girl, we can't even get giveaway tickets for the show."
No,
never mind. But like, that's the kind of desperation in parents center. Like, it, like she said, "I will pay above and beyond if I have to. I'm just nervous."
For a 6-year-old though, 200
like, for
euros.
A 6-year-old.
That's insane.
And what she's saying for Dublin for resale potentially is over 300. And I'm like, you could show up and you're not even genuine.
Yeah, it's scary.
Awful. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're fine. So my friend said it's like absolute Taylor Swift fever over in Singapore. Like every shop is playing Taylor Swift music. There's like posters and stuff everywhere. The whole, like it's a small place. So like the whole city is basically the whole country.
Yeah.
But I immediately looked up the population of Singapore when I heard that she was doing 6 sold out nights there.
Is it 8 million or something?
It's the same as Ireland. It's like 5 million. And that stadium that she's playing in is kind of the same as the Aviva. So Taylor's doing 3 nights the Aviva, 50-ish thousand. This stadium in Singapore is 55,000, where she's doing 6 nights.
Wow.
So I was scratching my head saying, what the hell is going on? And it seems I wasn't alone. Everybody else in Southeast Asia was also doing the same thing.
They were annoyed that she's been in Singapore for so long.
Yeah, because she's not doing any other country in Southeast Asia. Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia.
She's not doing any of them.
She's not doing any of them.
Why?
And now it's emerged that the Singaporean government made a deal with her concert promoters that she would only do Singapore.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so
scary? What's the point in that? Like, why are you...
So that they could get all the money and all the revenue from people coming over.
But was that legal? How was that? Like, imagine... Is that what the UK are doing to us?
That's what I thought. The amount of people not coming to see us.
Is that what's happening?
You wouldn't know. Flight's over. You sure you flew for Beyonce?
You blew this wide open, Bonner.
I am submitting an FOI request this evening.
Please.
To get to look into that. But yeah, so and initially it was kind of like rumors and like other like diplomats in other countries like the Philippines and Thailand were saying there's something fishy going on. Like, why isn't she doing this? And now the Singaporean Prime Minister has literally admitted that there was an arrangement.
That's shocking. And like, it's one thing, oh, don't get me wrong, it's awful when they snub us here in Ireland, like as a whole country not coming over, blah, blah, blah. But at least in some cases, it's like a 40-minute flight or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that part of Asia's bloody massive.
Oh.
It's like a huge continent. ask people to fly, it's a lot more expensive than a 40-quid flight to Liverpool, like,
exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly. I'd imagine like Vietnam to Singapore would be at least 4 hours. That's like Turkey being your closest destination or whatever. The Thai Prime Minister said that the deal was 2.8 million per show. To get the exclusivity.
Dear
that the
God.
Government paid 2.8 million per show to have exclusivity. That's according to the Thai Prime Minister. Now, we can't verify that. Some Filipino politician said it's not what good neighbours do.
No.
And it's not.
But like,
it's
are they notorious for that? Do they hate everyone else?
I don't know. I would imagine they're a bit smug over in Singapore. It's very expensive.
Singapore was that. I didn't think they were that expensive. I didn't think it was like that kind of vibe.
Oh, it's so expensive.
Really?
Yeah, I went last year, as you might remember, and it's literally like €20 for a cocktail minimum.
Oh my God.
It's the most expensive place I've ever been.
Now that's interesting.
Really? Yeah. And again, like so many people in like Thailand and all wouldn't be able to afford to like stay in Singapore for that.
I've just done a little tiny bit of research there. You were saying that they paid about 2.3 million per show. Looking at like the gross revenue for the economy,
concert.
Well, per like visit, when Taylor Swift played Dublin the last time in 2018, she played two nights at Croke Park, and apparently that earned Ireland €60 million.
Nobody even wants to go and see her that time. Never mind now.
That is just small fry.
That makes no sense.
That's unbelievable, James.
So, you know what I also saw, by the way? Sabrina Carpenter supporting Taylor Swift, and who is in the crowd?
Barry
Keoghan.
No way!
Yes.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Beyonce's Texas Hold'em on Spin with Emma Dave and Aisling.
We were just chatting about some drama happening down in Southeast Asia. Taylor Swift is playing six nights in Singapore and she's not going to any other Southeast Asian country. And it's all because the government in Singapore struck a deal worth 2.8 million per show that she would only play in Singapore.
Boo.
Very scandal.
Shady stuff. Zara was on in the back of this.
Lads, I was just listening to what you were saying about Taylor Swift only playing in Singapore. And I wouldn't be surprised if the UK are doing that to us as well, because Usher's after putting on 7 or 8 nights, I think, in the UK next year, and not one in Ireland. So there you go.
Yeah,
this is what we were saying.
This is growing legs.
We were saying that, Zara. I think we might have to send a little freedom of information potential letter to Richie Sunak there.
Yeah.
Over to Richie.
I will. Yeah, I think we should.
We didn't get Beyonce either, did we?
No, we're not getting Usher.
Loads of people.
There's something shady going on
here. There's a conspiracy forming.
Richie, you will be hearing from us soon.
Yeah, well, Zara.
And our lawyers.
We'll be honest. Had a lovely night last night. Met my friend over in Terenure. Went to the Two Sisters for...
I love the Two Sisters. Great pub.
I've never been there.
Two Sisters has so much of my heart because when I lived in Dublin until 1999, that was my parents' pub. That's where they could walk to there. It was just...
That was their local.
The Two Sisters is like... A big, big pump on the heart.
Was the quiz on last night?
No quiz last night. Tapas Tuesday, Dave.
Tapas Tuesday.
Wow, tapas. Terenure tapas.
Terenure tapas and the Two Sisters, babe.
You sit out the back in like the circus tent. I was literally only talking about the Two Sisters to someone the other day and I was like, great pub, but it's like, it has like a circus tent almost out the back.
COVID.
Yeah.
They really upgraded that whole area. So yes, to answer your question, I happily sat outside.
Happy days.
Rather than inside because it's lovely and heated. Anyway, Ruth has plugged for the Two Sisters. But I was thinking while I was enjoying my tapas, there's so many other types of food that I think should be tapas'd up or get the tapas treatment. Like it's always kind of Spanish.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? How did the Spaniards come up with just small plates?
Genius.
Well, I have Spanish cousins.
Small hands.
Yeah.
I have Spanish cousins and I was away with them in Thailand, right? And I'm like, they do eat small amounts and they always do this thing, right? And it drove me mad when I was in Thailand. They'd say, when you're ordering something, you'd be starving after the day.
Yeah.
And they'd say, let's get that to share and then we'll get this to share. I was like, no, sorry, that's mine. Like,
yeah.
You do your own thing in your Spanish way. You know, you yeah. share, you pass around your plates. And but
it's kind of cute though that they like sharing with each other. Like, that's really not an Irish thing.
No, I'm like, get your hands off my pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
If I have a bit left at the end, I'll consider it.
If it's the tiniest little sliver, not, you know, say if you split it something in half and it's like not really that half.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, I'm having the bigger piece.
I've been robbed of that bite.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Anyway, so I was thinking about other, you know, types of food that should get the tapas treatment. I'm going to start with my favourite, which is breakfast cereal. Okay?
Nope.
What not I'm saying is,
okay, go
I
on.
Would love a little mini bit of Weetabix chocolate chip elite. Have you ever had those chocolate chip Weetabix?
No.
10 out of 10. Bit of Cocoa Pops, bit of Special K, and a bit of porridge with jam. Sometimes it's too hard to make the decisions. I just
I get what you mean. So you want a bowl, do you want dividers?
Not all in the same
do you want
bowl.
Dividers in the bowl?
They're tapas, so you get little mini.
Little mini. Bowl. Okay, yeah. So when you said this to me, I thought you meant to share with someone else. I was like, I'm not sharing Cocoa Pops with you.
That would be my order.
With
you can get what you want, Dave.
With
your own business.
I would argue that tapas cereals do exist, and it's that multi-pack of the tiny cute boxes.
Yes, yes, but you're only they're designed for to be one portion.
One portion each.
Yeah, which by the way...
They're piddly, though.
They're very piddly.
As easily you can get like three of them.
I do like the thought of the multi-pack selection being called cereal tapas.
They need to rebrand.
Yes.
Chinese food. Come on. Bit of chicken fried rice, bit of chow mein, bit of sweet and sour, chicken ball or two, maybe a bit of mini green curry. Just a little flavour.
A flavour of them all.
I'm starving now.
Yeah, I know, guys.
That's a great idea.
I had to put this together this morning and look at these restaurant websites. It was really hard.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Chipper food. It's very hard to make a decision from a chipper. I want a pizza, okay?
20 to 8, and I'd love a chicken fried rice now. What's wrong with
you? I really want a bit of a chicken burger. I want a few chips, but I can't have everything. The portions are too big.
That's true.
So a pizza slice, couple of nugs, half a burger, few garlic cheese chips, thanks a mil.
And the end of a cod.
I think
the crunchy bit. Yeah.
I think Romeo's do this. I think Romeo's do like a kind
Romeo's
of chipper a chipper bag.
Oh, right? Right.
So you can get like chips, but you can get like cut up batter burger, you can get cut up like battered sausage.
Wow.
Loads
Where's
of
Romeo's on Camden Street?
There's loads
There's
of Romeo's.
Loads of Romeo's.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Desserts. Come on.
Yes.
It's very hard to make a call for dessert. Already after the meal, you're stuffed and you have to make a call and you really want the brownie. Well, I want a bit of the chocolate fudge brownie heated, please. I want a bit of the Malteser cheesecake. I want a bit of the sticky toffee pudding.
A sliver of each.
I want a sliver of the apple crumble and the bread and butter pudding. Thank you very much.
Honestly, that sounds ideal, but it sounds like what you want is a tasting menu.
Dave, it's tapas.
The word is tapas.
We're dealing with tapas now.
Well, okay. I'm saying you could get a tasting menu and then be like, just pretend it's tapas.
Yeah, but you don't. People never give you. They're not going to give you that if you go into the restaurant. Can I have a tasting menu of the desserts, please? Are you getting married to your pal? If not, no.
Just say yes.
Finally, donuts. Right? The donuts are often dropped into work. I would love to know what that one tastes like, but it's too big and I'm going to be too full after this one. So I want a little bit of an original glaze, a little bit of a salted caramel, a little bit of a raspberry cheesecake, a little bit of the sprinkly one and a little bit of the toffee crispy.
Oh,
I like
so
it.
Is
hungry.
That too much to ask?
I'm starving now as well.
So
but tapas, like
right
for
now.
Me, is like sharing as opposed to like small portions. It's like we'll get a thing for the thing, for the table or whatever. But one of the best bits of advice I ever got for like restaurant etiquette and stuff was off influencer James Kavanagh, right? And he said, when you have a group of people going out for a meal, get a pizza for the table.
Ooh.
And it is genius.
That's very smart.
Genius.
That's
right?
Like, regardless of whatever else you're getting, get a pizza,
get a pizza for the table.
That's a really good idea.
Everyone does like chips for the table. Get pizza for the table, you'll be the best person in the world.
Wow.
Smart.
Food for thought. Hey.
Hey.
On spin.
Recharged.
Just telling you, I went for tapas last night with my friends and it just got me thinking, there's other types of food I'd really like to get the tapas treatment. For example, breakfast cereals.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't decide between the Special K or the Weetabix.
Yeah.
Give me a little sample of a few, or chipper food or desserts.
And you missed out on the best one, I realised.
I know.
The best one. Deli food. Imagine a deli food snack box. How good would that be? Like a few goujons, few wedges, few like sausage rolls and maybe like an odd bit of chicken popcorn. Or... Callum had a good idea as well. Do you know, like sliders, like burgers, like mini burgers and stuff
mini
like that.
Rolls?
Mini chicken fillet rolls. Can you imagine
right,
imagine how cute they'd be as well?
They'd be so
imagine
cute.
Imagine a little tiny little chicken fillet roll.
And a deli already kind of looks like tapas because it's all in the little bowls.
Exactly. Yeah. But I remember KFC used to do these Euro burgers and it was like just one goujon. in between two like pieces,
stunning.
In between two pieces of bread or whatever.
That's
and
hilarious.
It's the best thing they sold.
I think delis need to get on this. Like, I'd love a bit of a jam bun and half a chicken fillet roll.
Yeah,
there you know, go. The problem is, I can't decide, and I do eat both.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I'm stuffed.
I'd like egg tapas. I would like a tapas of just like a little bit of every type of egg.
Fantastic show.
With my breakfast. I want like a little bit of scrambled egg and like a sliver of a boiled egg, a bit of a fried.
I do this every day when I go home for lunch, when I make a fry. I always have scrambled eggs and fried eggs. And my housemates are like, what are you doing? You can only have one. No, you can't. You don't have to have only one.
California.
Yeah, you can do. It's only five eggs per bloke per day.
Ash, when I was in Thailand, you know what's really, really popular over there? You
what?
Know, you know when normally here when you're about to pay in a shop or yeah. in a petrol station, they have like maybe a few little jellies or something for you to pick up last second? They have eggs.
Stop.
So they have two...
Like a boiled egg.
Eggs and a little bit of soy sauce. And it's so popular. My cousin kept picking them up and just eating boiled
Chomping
eggs.
Chomping away.
Imagine it was scrambled. And you're just like, oh.
Fill up the bag there
yeah.
with the scrambled eggs.
Spins, fully charged.
ATB and topics, your love. Bracket 9 p.m.
Oh, don't say 9 p.m.
Why?
I'm
Why?
Freak out now.
Why?
If I think it's 9 p.m. Big Brother's on at 9 p.m. It's the one thing I'm surrounding my evenings around.
Okay.
It's been, what, 2 days?
I love it.
Yeah, you do, to be fair.
I've wanted this back for 6 years and finally it's here and it's just wonderful.
What's different so far about the celebrity version versus the regular version, like in terms of enjoyment?
The regular version, right, and this is where I think they go wrong. The regular version doesn't have Louis Walsh.
Okay. Yeah. That's the sole difference.
That's the sole difference.
Is he that good?
He's great to watch. He's nasty.
I started the night before is yesterday afternoon and then watched the clips from last night. Need to watch it back in full. My God, that man is messy.
Total bitch.
Really?
Yeah. He really is. I think he's going to get cancelled within the next 24 hours. It's going to be... But also, I don't think he cares.
Can he even be cancelled?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Can he be like, cancelled if you're not aware of it?
Or if you already don't have like a glowing... I don't know. His reputation's fine, but...
He walks around and he genuinely thinks everyone loves me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh my God, you're nasty. But I love him. He's great TV.
That clip that I saw yesterday, am I right in saying that they were choosing their beds?
Yeah.
So they were all choosing their beds, as you do. Like, it's kind of fair game for everyone, isn't it? Who's sleeping where? And in the clip I saw, there was some girl after sitting down on a bed that could have been anyone's, and he was up.
I'm there.
Please tell me she didn't get up.
She did. She got up. And then he was like, no. Someone was like, wow, Louie. And he was like, she knows I'm joking. She knows I'm joking. I'm obviously joking.
But,
and I was like,
but
no, you're not.
He wasn't joking.
He was asleep in 10 minutes in the bed.
Oh, I think he's scary.
He's gone.
You need to watch it. There'd be no fighting over beds if you won the holiday to Corfu. You could sleep wherever you want in the Royal
sleep
Grand Hotel.
Sleep on the beach if you want.
Oh, you'd have to place yourself.
Choice will be yours. Do you want to go on your holidays to Greece? Well, message us now if so. Golden to 087-711-1038. Throw the word golden over to us and hopefully today you will win a lovely trip to Greece.
For free. On us. You're welcome.
Let's go.
Wicca.
Morning, 3 minutes after 8, Wednesday the 6th of March. We're Emma, Dave and Aisling, and I think it's fair to say we're all hoping you're in good form this morning and everything's well with you.
I thought you were going to do that. And I think it's fair to say this is spin.
Well, I think
that
it is
fair too.
It is fair to say
too. Two things are fair to say.
Good morning, though.
I did something mad when I got into bed last night. Oh God, that sounds terrible.
Slept?
No, I did something mad. I'm going to hand you my phone, Aisling.
Oh.
And you're going to see a confirmation email from something that I have done.
Oh God.
So here we go. Phone.
New phase alert.
New phase alert is right.
All right, Emma famous for starting phases and giving up halfway through.
Yeah, can't give up on this one though.
Or are you sure you didn't just order something?
Yeah, good girl.
Oh, can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Is it pole dancing?
No. What the hell?
What? That's a normal thing that people
do. It is.
Pole dancing is great, pole fitness.
Yeah.
No, this email says, congratulations, Emma Nolan. You are registered for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon.
Oh my, disgusting. Why? That's awful.
I'm delighted for you.
Yeah.
It's such a lovely day.
I've never done it before.
It's great. And you can walk, like.
Yeah, yeah. You can chill. Obviously, I am nowhere near the fitness of our Aisling, who ran a full-on marathon last year.
Those days are...
are over. Hi, Nina, for now. But the furthest I've ever done without stopping is a 5K, and I was totally chuffed with myself when I got to that stage. Yeah. And that was a while ago now. We're kind of back to the beginning when it comes to my fitness.
Yeah.
And this is a 10K.
The first 10K I ever did was the Women's Mini Marathon 2019.
Really?
Yeah. And it was absolutely horrendous. I thought my stomach was going to come out my arse by the end of it.
Really?
But it was brilliant.
Ah, it looks like such a good crack.
It's such a nice day.
So 12 weeks kind of from now.
Why is it a nice day?
Because it's just like, there's literally like, what, 40,000 other women who are just like cheering you on. And then there's
Is it only women can run this?
Yeah, it's the women's mini marathon. Cool. And then there's like bands all along the sides and everybody's so supportive. It's lovely.
I love that. That actually does sound good. But are you going to start trying? Like, when is it?
It's kind of 3 months from now.
So, yeah, June, so bank holiday.
Start training, or
I'm going to have to get cracking.
Are you going
to
walk it? Are you going to run it?
I'm going to try and run a bit, as much of it as I can. Anyway. Okay. Yeah.
People do it with buggies.
I might do it. Right. Like,
they walk with buggies.
I might do the intervals. You know, if I say to myself, run for 5 minutes, yeah, walk for a minute.
Yeah,
run
for
5 minutes, walk for a minute or something. But yeah. I'd like to give a stab at running as much of it as I can.
You have loads of time to get up to 10K.
Yeah.
How long would it take to walk 10K?
I actually don't know. It'll be an hour and a half or something.
To walk 10K?
I don't know.
My God.
It would take
I'd be too busy running it.
Of course you would be.
I think it would take maybe
2 hours,
2 hours to 3 hours to walk.
How long on Heelys?
You'd have to test that theory for yourself.
I will, no problem.
How long on an e-scooter?
Exactly, that'll be great.
Well, look, it's something to kind of keep you focused for the next few months. And
yeah,
that's, kind
that's
of
exciting.
The most exciting part.
I'm going to hold you to that now.
Oh, no, there's no bailing on this now. There's none.
Why? You bail on every other phase you go through.
Oh, she spent 30
euro on this
now, Dave.
The boxing, the Irish.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your support.
Yeah. Emma, Dave and Aisling's. Okay, I got that. Golden ticket.
We'd love to send you on your holidays. You deserve it. It's been cold for forever around these parts.
You're working very hard, aren't you? Yeah. You're working too hard.
I was only thinking this morning driving in. I was like, it's been cold now for a while.
Yeah. I was having the same conversation with my mum yesterday. I was like, this is the bit where you're really fed up now.
Yeah, but yesterday it was like 6:10 and I was outside the garden and I was like, I can still see the sky.
It was
bright. It was like, it gave me a real hint as to what summer's going to be like, and it's coming soon.
It's very exciting. We'd love to send you off to Corfu. All thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. This holiday to go on the show. Rebecca's on to give it a lash this morning. What are you up to this morning, Rebecca?
Not much. I'm in work. I'm studying. I'm in my last year in nursing.
Oh, very good.
So are you on the wards?
Yeah, I'm in a residential unit at the moment.
Ah. Okay, and are you enjoying it? Tough gig, and well done to you.
Yeah, nearly finished. So.
Okay.
Best of luck with your last year.
You're in well need of a holiday though, Rebecca, are you?
Yeah.
Right, defo, a big blowout.
Long owl hours, aren't they?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Let's see if we can get you away. You deserve a break. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Rebecca, have you heard this game before?
Yeah, I have.
Amazing. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win the ultimate break in Corfu. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final one. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. Simple as that. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Rebecca?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you hiding in an on-call room?
Oh, no, I'm in my car.
Okay.
I love it.
Let's do it.
Rebecca, you're safe and sound.
Where are you from, Rebecca?
I'm from Lucan.
Rebecca and Lucan, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
When you hold me, there's a place I go.
What song is this?
Miracle, Ellie Goulding.
Start the clock, that's it.
Lovely stuff. Took you a sec, but we got there. Miracle, Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. We have 17 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
Let's speed it up, gal.
Took you 8 seconds for that one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No, I don't need the time to make up my mind.
Is it My Love?
My love.
By who?
Oh.
That's all my love.
Oh,
you have a swap?
Yeah.
Swap. Oh, thank God.
You swapped with 1 second to spare there, Rebecca. That was Zara Larsson and David Guetta, and the song was On My Love, so we actually wouldn't have been able to accept My Love either. But here we go. We're going back to 17 seconds.
Right, we've swapped it out. Song two, a brand new song two, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Oh, I'm sorry that you love me.
Kisses to My Ex.
Yeah, who sings it?
Exes, Tate McRae.
Yes. That's a clock.
Brilliant. Nice one.
Brilliant.
Kisses to My Exes. I know, I understand why that's in your head because you kind of just sing it real loud, don't you?
Yeah, but you did say Exes.
It
that
is
fine.
Just called Exes. So, yeah. Well done. Well done, well done, well done.
All right, we've 8 seconds left here, Rebecca, and 3 songs to go. It's not so bad.
Okay.
Please speed it up, though, if you can, you know. We really want you to win.
Yeah.
Let's go for song 3, Rebecca. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Leave a dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it.
Taylor Swift.
Bad, bad boy, sunny toy.
3, 2, 1.
Summer.
It's so annoying when it's on the buzzer. It's a cruel summer and a cruel game.
Well, listen.
Yeah, that's it. It's harder when you're doing it.
It is.
I bet you probably smash it if you're listening to it in the car, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You weren't bad at all, Rebecca.
No.
You did kind of get the
You basically got 3 out of 5. Not too bad. Rebecca, did you have fun?
Yeah, I did.
Well,
thank you.
That's all that matters. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Best luck with the rest of your course, Rebecca. You'll be a fab nurse.
Thank you.
Bye, Pet.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You don't know that.
You don't?
She could be terrible at putting in cannulas.
Cannulas. You know so many things about random things.
My friend's a nurse.
What in God's name is a cannula?
Terrified to put
a cannula
in
is the yolk that you put into your bloodstream to...
Ew.
To like put medicine in, I think.
Have you ever had a cannula in for a few days?
No, I've never had anything like a drip or anything like
that. I had a big drip there.
You are a drip.
I know. That's why I don't need one.
Never mind.
Good one, David.
I'm here all week.
If you want to play the golden ticket tomorrow, golden and WhatsApp, get that over to us now on 087-711-1038.
Bad news for me this week this month and this year.
Oh, God.
I think my parents have officially washed their hands of me. To be
just
honest.
Just only now.
Only now.
Wow, okay. I think you've done pretty well, actually.
Yeah, that's fair. And like, I understand it'll probably sound quite privileged, but they've just decided, he's grand on his own now.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm 28, I'm still a baby. Stop, don't do that.
Still a vulnerable person.
Maybe every year, every 2 years or whatever, my family will go skiing. We'd go on holidays, all of us together, and it would be the best crack ever.
So the electric gates would open, Beamer will roll out, and you'll all go skiing.
No, skiing is our favourite thing to do, and we save for it, like, all year round. Like, it's our main...
It's the big family trip.
It's the big family trip. We don't do anything else together. It's just skiing, okay?
Yeah,
and we all save. To be fair, last year and for a couple of years in the past, I've paid for my own little bits. They pay for like meals and things like that because they're sound. But like, I would pay for my own like skis and ski lift and things like and flights and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
this year, I know it sounds privileged. I understand.
I remember you saying your parents paid for the trip last year, but
That's besides the point. They didn't even ask this year. They didn't even invite any of us.
No way.
And have decided they've gone on their own.
Okay. They've gone on their own?
They've gone on their own. So obviously me and my little sister and my little brother are all out of the house now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sophie's living in Hungary. Sean's in Clondalkin and I'm obviously in Ratmines. So everyone's kind of moved out. Do you know what I mean? So they're like, grand, we don't have to check in on them anymore. We don't even have to ask them if they're coming over for dinner. We definitely don't need to ask them if they want to go skiing with us, apparently.
Yeah.
They've just decided to go on their own.
How did you discover this?
How did I discover this? From the group chat, the family group chat, 3 days ago, when Mam sent in a photo of the glacier.
Stop!
That she was there. And
wait,
I was like,
they didn't even tell you they were going.
And I was like, what? When did we get a glacier in Drogheda? What's going on there?
That's a betrayal.
Yeah, that's a betrayal, right?
That's hard, man.
There she is. And I was like, where are you? Who were you with? And she just sends a photo of her and dad.
Oh, that is such a move.
With the skis on.
They did that on purpose. We won't even tell them.
Didn't even let us know.
They had big old crack with that now, didn't they?
We'll say
nothing.
They were planning
what
this.
Planning this
for ages. Yeah, yeah. And I remember only a couple of weeks ago being like, look, well, we could just go skiing for like a couple of days. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'll pay for myself.
I promise I'll look after myself, Mom.
I'll buy my dinner one of the night days. Look, I'm just a baby. So, I think they've washed my hands of me. They've washed their hands of me. They're just like, do you know what? Dave is done. Dave can look after
himself. It happens. It does happen, and it feels like such betrayal.
As you get older as well, though, like to your age, 28, and you're much more independent now, you're probably not home half as much anymore. You would think that this is the time that they're like trying to keep it all together.
Exactly. So
like,
yeah,
they really have washed their hands of you, Dave.
They have no interest in that. They have no interest in keeping the family unit together. They're just like, okay, we've done our job. You're all over 18 now. See us.
Yeah, Dave, you're over 18 10 years ago, pal.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But they hadn't washed their hands of me yet.
Yeah.
But now it's official. They've washed their hands of me. And I'm curious, when did your parents wash their hands of you? 087-711-1038. Voice notes are welcome on this. It could be something as simple as they just stopped paying for your insurance or something.
Yeah.
Or they've just decided to not invite you to the one thing you always do every year, like me, and it's our thing, and we all look forward to it. And then one day, you're just in the group chat and you get a photo sent to you of your parents up a mountain.
It could literally be your Chipper Saturdays, like, or whatever you used to.
Yeah.
As small as that, you know. Yeah.
Or you're now having to chip in for the Netflix. Each one, a tiny dagger in the heart.
Do you know what? I have to pay for my own Spotify these days. Isn't that ridiculous?
God, parents are the worst.
My dad is obviously listening on the app while just before he goes skiing.
Okay.
And he's texted me and said, poor baby. Thanks, Don.
So you're right.
So, when did your parents wash their hands of you? 087-711-1038. Voice notes, welcome.
Before we go a step further, Aaron was in touch. Is Dave for real? He's 28 and he's moaning about his parents not inviting him for his holidays and paying. Do they pay his rent as well? You may be sure his mom must have ironed his jocks when he was younger.
How do you think Emma and I feel working with this lad?
087-711-1038, that moment when you realised your parents had washed their hands of you. Get in touch.
When did your parents just wash their hands of you completely? Because unfortunately, this has happened to me. This is where my parents have just decided, David's no longer our son. We don't need to, you know, do anything for him anymore.
Not dramatic at all.
No, they basically decided that they were going on holidays and not bringing us, not even telling us, not inviting us, nothing. They decided they're going on holidays. And usually we do a one trip together every single year.
Yeah.
It'd be the skiing holiday.
I remember it last year.
Yeah, and it was great. I don't know what happened last year.
It sounded absolutely great.
Yeah, it did. And then
didn't pay for a whole lot last year.
A free skiing holiday. What was it, one dinner you paid for?
How dare you? And my flight. Yeah, they just decided to not invite us, not even mention it to us, and off they went skiing on their own. Like, what are you doing?
You give me such teenage girl energy sometimes. However, you're not alone. And sometimes if you get that rude awakening that, oh, sugar, I earn my own income now.
Yeah.
They are just leaving me out here to dry.
Oh, you're not going to support me until I'm 45.
Exactly. Do you remember when you'd be in school or whatever, and if you'd made a few quid, like I worked in a corner shop and all that, and like clearly... I was like 17, so they weren't expecting money for the ESB or anything off me back then. But when you realise, oh, you mean the money I make has to go on bills?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a rude awakening for anyone once they start earning. But
see, I've worked since I was 17 and I do actually pay for everything else in my life.
You're trying to justify.
I am trying to justify. I'm trying to backtrack here for a sec. But I do genuinely pay for everything else. Of course I do. I'm 28 years old, but I have since I was 17. It's just this holiday was the only thing I never really paid for and they've just decided not even inviting
them. Yeah,
you're done. Megan was in touch on this. We used to always go big for brilliant Christmas presents each year, four siblings. Chris Kindle came in last year, €30 limit as they were saving for their own holiday.
Yeah, we brought in a €50 limit this year as well. And I was like, but obviously you're going to spend more on me, no?
Yeah, of course, right?
No, everybody €50.
Yeah. No.
Niamh is on your side, Dave. She says, I feel you, Dave. I got the dreaded text from my mom last week saying I need to start paying for my eFlow bills. Absolute betrayal.
Oh, come on. Absolute betrayal. Your eFlow.
We're just babies.
Get a grip. Now, as soon as I was earning it, it was very much, I think I literally had just signed my first contract and job and it was like, ring, ring, ring. Hi, Mom. Just letting you know we're kicking you off the health insurance contract. You'll have to sort yourself, okay, pet? I was like, what is that?
Why did
you know?
As a parent, I could never do that.
At least until I get my first paycheck, maybe.
Yeah, honestly.
Yazira says, David, you're being ridiculous. They're allowed to go on holidays without the kids.
And incorrect, Zira.
Alicia says, David should send some food and drinks to their room and be the bigger person treating them on holidays.
I love that. That's actually something I definitely won't be doing, but it would be cute. Michael said, I used to go for a run with Dad every morning. I went travelling for 3 months last summer. When I came back, he joined a running group. who he goes with instead.
That's
so that is proper, like, yeah. You left.
I was actually, my parents washed their hands of me when I was literally about 9 years old. I'll never forget it. We used to always go on this family holiday to a hotel in Wexford called Kelly's Hotel.
Okay.
And it was like my Disneyland. It had this unbelievable kids club. It was like paradise, right? And then one weekend they went on away for a weekend and my granny was minding us. We didn't know where they went. They just told us, like, whatever, Mayo or something. Mm. And they came back with pastries from the breakfast and they were wrapped in a Kelly's Hotel napkin.
No.
Well, I hit the roof. You went to Kelly's!
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's a kid's hotel. You can't go there as an adult on your own without kids.
That's awful. How dare they?
I was in floods.
I can only imagine.
So it's pretty much on par. I was going to ZLMZ in Austria and Aisling was going to Kelly's Hotel in Wexford.
We just get each other.
I
can relate.
That's where it's been.
I think I may have unintentionally started a new fashion trend today.
Oh.
This morning I was getting ready and I put on a black top, a long sleeve black top under my cardigan, which is, you know, what I was planning on doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on and I thought, wow, the neckline on that looks stunning today. It's much higher, really cutting off the neck at a nice high location. And I realised...
I know what's going on here.
I'm wearing it back to front.
No!
And I way prefer it this way.
That's funny.
And I actually have this same top in white. And I hate... It has like a little kind of roundy neckline. And I kind of feel like sometimes it's like a little kid's like vest.
Yeah.
But now I'm so excited. I'm going to wear it back to front. And it's going to have a stunning high cut-off neckline.
Just do labels not freak you out touching your skin?
See, the great thing about this is it's actually just the size and stuff is printed.
Oh, I love that.
On the inside. So it's the perfect top for this new trend.
Okay.
The only thing is, like, around under me oxters, it's kind of funny. Yeah, it's like...
You feel like your arms should be backwards.
I'm slightly up and the sleeves are like kind of three-quarter length sleeves now. They're a little bit far up my arms.
This is interesting. Just in from Kaylee. Also try wearing swim bottoms back to front and thank me later.
Swim bottoms?
Swim bottoms.
Oh, we're going for the thong look there, Kaylee, are we?
Maybe, but also would it be quite baggy at the front?
Yeah. You can fit your goggles in.
Kaylee, we would love some more clarity on this potential fashion trend ahead of summer 2024.
I'm definitely going to try some new tops back to front.
I did accidentally put my hoodie on back to front the other day.
Well, it was so stupid.
Oh, like, you feel like a tick.
Feel like you're in
you
a cartoon.
You put it on, I was like, right, Grant, and it was just like, darkness. What?
Something's gone wrong. You're like,
the doy. I was gonna suggest what else can we try that we're wearing today that's back to front. Emma, what do you have on there?
I have a long blouse on.
I'm gonna turn my cardigan back to front.
If you did that, if you turn that backward back to front, Emma, you would look like you're in a hospital.
I would.
You know, like...
Like a hospital gown.
Oh, like a gurney. Yeah. I've just turned my cardigan back to front. Does it work?
That looks well. It looks like
you're at a hairdresser's now.
Just,
you know, the little blanket.
I can only walk.
It does.
Kaylee's been back in touch about the bikini bottom saga.
Kaylee's back. All right, brilliant.
So she said, also, girls, try wearing swim bottoms back to front. Thank me later. And we said, God, it's very thongy and very baggy at the front. You can fit your goggles down the front. Kaylee said, good coverage on the front and makes your bum look unreal. Not a total thong.
It's not something I'm going to try and work, but I might try it next on the holidays. Thank you, Kaylee.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I was just telling you that I accidentally started a new fashion trend this morning. I put my kind of like black top under top on back to front by mistake and realised that it's giving a stunning neckline.
What's a stunning neckline? What does that mean?
I just really like when it's like really high neck. It's like cutting off my neck, whereas before it was kind of a scoopy feel.
I love an old vibe of a collarbone now.
A collarbone.
A collarbone's nice sometimes.
Yeah, but it wasn't high enough for... It wasn't low enough for a collarbone, wasn't high enough for the...
Okay, I get you.
Sometimes back to fronties work. And Dave was just telling us that he... We were talking about like ideal fashion trends and he was like, well, the other day I put on my hoodie back to front and I was like, why is it dark?
Yeah, I put it on and the whole thing, the hood was up and I was like, why? What happened? I've done something wrong here.
So we have just asked you to put your hoodie on back to front.
Yeah, you did. And you know what? I'll tell you from the get-go, I'm kind of vibing with it because I'm quite a messy person. So when I eat, things fall on my... But it just falls directly into the hood.
Well, this is exactly it, right? Just got a message in from Rob. Dave, if you have the hoodie on backwards, you could fill the hood with crisps and just chill. So producer Colin's brought in some crisps.
Obviously, oh my God.
You might not some crisps if you would like to throw some in the hole.
I don't want to pour them in the hole, but you know what you could do? You could put the bag in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then you actually don't actually need
hands.
Hands. You just
try and fish for a crisp there without touching. Actually, no, don't. Never.
Actually,
put your
don't, because I want
bag.
One after. Never put your face into my. You'll suffocate.
This is great.
Dublin travel.
Go on.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, that's a good vibe, isn't it? Right.
I feel like a waitress. You know when like they go around with all the things in their belt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hold on, I need to get my refill pad, and they reach all the way into their apron, they pull it out. That's what I feel like with this. This is great.
It looks so cool.
Does it? Yeah.
A real purse trap, that.
Yeah.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Morning, 4 minutes after nine this Wednesday. Emma, David, Aisling with you on Spin.
Good morning.
Lovely day.
Yeah,
very must nice. Be said.
Yeah, would like a few rays of sunshine on me bones today.
I'd yeah. welcome all that now.
The spring of deception is deceiving and I'm happy for that.
Sorry, what was that?
Wow, was some
just
sentence.
Slow that down. You are on Spin and we don't all have English degrees.
Well, no, it's just that I read recently that they would call March the spring of deception.
Ah.
And it's currently deceiving me.
It is deceiving.
Because it's looking so nice.
And I bet you when you go out that. Now, you need a hat, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's going
to
be raining the weekend.
I'm happy to be deceived.
Bring up deception.
Not good, yeah. Good. So you know what, I'm actually... I keep doing this thing, and it's really embarrassing, and it made me realise I need to stay off my phone for a while. Because it does, and I understand this happens to everyone, but it happens to me so often, it's getting ridiculous.
Are you licking the screen to clean it again?
I'm not licking the screen. Did I do that before?
No, I'm only joking.
No, the thing that I'm really annoyed at the moment is going onto Instagram and clicking someone's story and it was posted 13 seconds ago.
I know. That happened to me yesterday with you, actually. I was so embarrassed because it just got, literally was like, posted now. I was like, I'm not even watching.
Isn't it so embarrassing?
That makes me want to get sick.
It's awful.
I'm like...
When you do it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm disgusting.
I hate myself. But I'd like to apologise to everyone I've done that to. I'm not like a stalker or whatever. Like, there is a girl at the moment who I was like, oh, you know, she's good looking, over chatting away or whatever. And then she posted a story and I instantly viewed it. And I was like, damn it!
Yeah.
It's the worst
yeah.
thing in
yeah.
the
Producer
entire
Callum
world.
Has just clicked onto one of our colleague Russell's 25 seconds ago.
No.
Oh, man. Mortifying.
Oh, no. Mortifying.
But the thing about it is, there's no way of knowing. That story could have been there for ages.
Exactly.
You just don't know.
So I'm just going to stop looking at stories
you
now because I can't do it.
You are the fastest mover. And the reason I know this in particular is if I post something to my close friend's story, there's probably like 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, David Hammond's first.
See, I'm constantly on my phone.
Yeah.
It's
you
not
are
good.
The most online. The latest person to view my story, it might as well have expired.
Yeah, Aisling Bonner.
Aisling
yeah.
Bonner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She just
I don't
got
know
in
how,
there.
Though. I feel like I'm still always on my phone.
Which
but
is
yeah.
like you could text Aisling and you won't get a reply for weeks.
No,
you know
I sent
mean?
Her a lovely voice note the other day. Now, I did get a reply within the same day, which was.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's growth. Well done, Aisling.
I had good. 1 hour sleep that night.
Yeah, okay. You were there with David Aisling. This is Spin.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
I'm not sure how I come across on this show.
Terribly.
Thank you. But I'm not really a scatty person. I don't know if people think I am, but I'm kind of good at setting a challenge for myself and seeing it through. For example,
I would agree with that,
did the marathon last year and I didn't give up. If I'm reading a book, even if I don't really like it, I'll be like, I have to finish it. I don't really like ditch on series midway through.
You just finished a musical?
Yeah, I hate like abandoning something midway. However, there is one category of things in my life that I'm realizing I'm an absolute disaster in, and that is
radio.
My knitting.
You're ruining this.
How I wish I could swear. That is my knitting project. I currently have three knitting projects on the go, okay? One is a hat that I started back in January. I also pretty much completed it back in January. The only thing I've left to do is like weave in the little strings. This takes about 3 minutes.
Who's the hat for?
Myself.
Ah.
Have I done it? No.
Oh. So but that's okay because it's for yourself. If you said it was for someone else, I guarantee you'd get it done.
Yeah, that's actually quite true.
You're selling yourself short.
Maybe this is the problem, okay? Another project I have on the go is a big blanket. So understandably, this is kind of a biggie.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time. I started it in about October. It's over halfway done. It's sat there now for about 2 months without being budged.
How much would it take? How long would it take for someone to make a blanket?
I mean, I don't know. If you're knitting consistently, you could probably do it like... in a week or so.
Really? Right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like, it's very chunky wool. But the main problem with the blanket was that I shouldn't have started in the first place because I was already elbows deep, pardon the pun, in knitting a jumper.
Right.
And this jumper that sits unfinished in my wardrobe began in December 2021.
Oh, God, that's not good.
And I spent about, like, I bought this, like, knitting kit and I was so excited. Spent about €70 on the kit, all the wool and the pattern and everything. And it has a front and a back and two sleeves. Are they connected? No.
You know what this is reminding me of? It's like the revelation about Aisling, who obviously always has her life together and is always working on a million things and completing everything. It's like that episode of Friends where you discover the mess in Monica's...
I was literally only thinking
you know,
that.
Like Monica has her life so together and they're like, what's in this cupboard? And she's like, it's a mess!
Yeah, this I'm is like, my back cupboard.
Your corner of shame is your unfinished knitting projects.
It really is. So the three of them were bad enough until last week. When I set myself up for 10 more projects, okay?
Oh, God.
So last week I was in a musical and I was trying to flog a few raffle tickets. There was a fundraiser raffle going on and I had to reach a certain quota. Otherwise, I would have gotten a few looks. So I put it up on my Instagram. I said, anyone who donates to this raffle, I'll knit you a tiny Irish flag. This is currency for me, tiny Irish knitted flags.
I love this.
And I said, I'll knit it for you by St. Patrick's Day. I got 10 different people looking for... flags.
And you've got 11 days to do it.
Is that right? Yeah, 11, yes, the 6. So now I have a hat, a blanket, a jumper, and 10 little Irish flags that I now have to make.
How do you have enough hours in your day to do everything that you do?
I don't. So that's why I've got green, white, and orange wool here, and I've got 3 sets of needles. So I've currently started you off there, Dave. We're going to start a little.
Oh, have you started? Oh, legend, thank you.
Start you off. I've cast you on about 12
stitches. Will you finish it off as well, please? That'd be great.
No, we're starting a little assembly line, and in the next hour, we're going to see how many little mini Irish flags we can knit.
I've never knitted.
Thank you so much. Oh, you're so good for offering.
I've never knitted before in my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Do you have something for me? I'd love to go.
Emma, you can start on the orange maybe. And you can work your way back.
That's fine. That works
and
for me.
And actually, David was one of the donors and he actually said he wanted an Ivory Coast flag. So he can start. He can have that one.
Okay, just to confirm, how many raffle tickets did we spend on the night last? We spent a good few bob, didn't we?
This is a different raffle though. This isn't the raffle
this
that Aisling was managing.
But sure, I'll add 2 more. 12.
No, I just feel bad.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A lot of knitting going on behind the scenes this morning.
All knitting.
That's a bit of a stretch now calling this knitting.
If Dave's very quiet for the next few minutes, you'll know that's why I've set them a knitting challenge. We'll get back to it in about a half an hour's time.
We'll give you an update very shortly. In the meantime, I would like to tell you about some series and movies that are currently in production, okay? Because some of them are a bit in the obscure side and I'm excited about some of them. Okay, I'll say no more for now, but... Let's start with a new Netflix series.
What's supposed to happen?
What was the moo?
That's the bar.
What's the bar for?
I'll get to it.
Oh.
But first, I'll tell you about a new Netflix series that sees a girl turned into a chicken nugget.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds right up Dave's street. Girls and chicken nuggets. Happy days.
That's my dream Saturday.
Girls and chicken nuggets. In other news, Lionsgate is expanding one of its biggest movie franchises. This one makes me nervous because I was a pathetic stan of this movie and movie series. Twilight.
I knew you were going to say Twilight.
Yeah, there's a new TV series happening. We're going with the Twilight series first, an animated series. I think there'll be a lot of interest in that. Not sure how I feel about an animated Twilight series.
Twilight.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, weird.
It was perfect. But this is my favourite.
Oh, there's that noise again.
Shaun the Sheep.
Not Shaun the Sheep. Better again.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Not the Silence of the Lambs. This is a Hugh Jackman film that's getting a lot of attention at the moment because of its bizarre storyline nature. It's based on a book, okay? And this movie that's in the works, in production, is called 3 Bags Full. A sheep detective story.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, is it an animation?
No, it's legit. So this, I went into the background of this book that it's based on, okay? But essentially it'll see Hugh take on the role of an Irish shepherd who gets murdered.
Oh, interesting.
And only for his flock of sheep to take on human attributes... to try and figure out who murdered their favourite fella, the shepherd.
Now
this sounds unbelievably bad and good at the same time.
It sounds like some sort of a B movie type vibe, where it's like a bit of a Sharknado 3. Type.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a You done it.
Hey.
Oh.
God,
that was bad.
I'd say he'll have it.
Hey! The lead detective on this is one of the sheep called Miss Marple, and it looks like Emma Thompson's involved
Marple.
In that. Yeah, Emma Thompson's apparently involved
what
in that role.
What the hell?
Yeah.
These are big names.
These are really big names.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. I'm not joking.
That's mad.
They, like a lot of people are saying, if you thought that Poor Things, Emma Stone's movie, was the weirdest movie you've ever seen, this
yes.
will definitely kind of rival it in
wow.
that way. A source saying Three Bags Full is being made into a film about Hugh, and it's about to sign. Hugh's about to sign on to play the leading role. So I was looking at the original book of this to see what kind of characters are involved.
I want to read that.
Miss Maple is known as the smartest sheep, and she leads the investigation into George, played by Hugh's death.
Okay.
Apparently, like, they all go back to see their shepherd one morning, and there's a spade through his body. Like, he got brutally murdered by someone, and they need to figure out who.
Do they still have shepherds? Are they still a thing? Or is it that just from...
Shepherds, just farmers, man.
Oh,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, but shepherd farmers. Is such a biblical name.
Yeah, I was like, I think you only get shepherds in Bethlehem.
Yeah, in the nativity scene.
Yeah.
But there's, that's a lovely word. Better than a farmer.
There's a character called Sir Richfield, who is the head ram.
Oh,
that'd be fun. He sometimes seems to have a wandering mind and forgets things easily, especially when worked up over something. And then there's a mysterious Othello, which is one of the sheep in the flock as well. So there's obviously a really broad cast. If you're trying to like give a personality to every sheep that's in the flock of sheep.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
quite the task.
I much prefer the girl turned into a chicken nugget. I think that one's going to be much better.
Oh, don't you start now.
Oh.
What is it?
When is that film coming out?
I don't know.
God, I want to go to that.
Give us less info, please.
This is the most exciting round of One Foot in the Rave. I picked the song this week. Em and Dave guessed it at the end of day one, but it still hasn't been guessed by the people of Dublin.
God, we're good, aren't we?
We're pretty good, all right.
Will it happen today? There are 6 IMC Cinema passes to be won today, and the clip is 0.6 of a second long.
It sounds like this. Lauren's on to give it a lash. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Lauren, here's the clip.
What do you think, Lauren?
Is it Love Inc? You're a superstar.
You're a superstar.
Let's listen to it again.
It's not.
Oh.
This is honestly the most frustrating round of One Foot in the Rave I think we've had thus far.
Sorry
about that,
crazy.
Lauren.
See ya, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Ruby's also standing by. The clip of the song, Ruby, is this. What do you think it is?
Low.
By
low.
Who?
Flo Rida.
Oh, Flo Rida Low.
Is it?
Gonna get low,
it's
low, low.
It's a very good guess. I think it sounds a lot like it, but it's not right.
It's a no.
Sorry, guys. Thanks, Will.
Good guess.
Talk to you later. And also standing by is Nicole this morning. How are you? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I changed my mind at the last minute.
Did you?
Oh.
Well, listen, here's the clip, right? What do you think that is?
So at the beginning, I thought it was, you know, that watermelon sugar high.
Yeah. Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And then I changed my mind when you play the longer part. So now I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you actually just don't even want to guess anything.
You don't have a guess.
I can't. Can you play it just one more time?
Sure. Okay. Here we go. Any ideas?
Come on, Nicole.
Oh, no, I can't.
That's okay.
I don't know.
That's okay.
I honestly don't know.
I think this is the mood of the city right now.
Yeah.
We're getting nowhere on this.
Poor Nicole Bella, she had a gun to her head.
I guess we should say it's not Harry Styles' Watermelon
no,
Sugar.
No, no.
Tomorrow's clip, which will be the final one. Tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is the final one.
It's a full second.
Yeah, let's just go.
That's still not clear.
Come on.
Oh.
That's still not clear.
Come
okay,
on,
okay.
Folks.
Silence.
You have to know the artist by the last bit.
Yeah, you'd know.
Yeah. And I think maybe that's what threw people because there was a vocal on day one, but not the vocal of the artist you're looking for.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, I think it is the same artist.
It sounds like
a
girl.
It just sounds
though.
A bit different.
Really?
Yeah, but okay. He sounds more like himself at the end.
Oh, you're giving the gender
It is
now.
A male artist.
Okay, final time. We play again tomorrow. Oh. We'll eventually put you out of your misery.
I still know it.
Promise.
I was telling you earlier that while I'm not the most kind of scatty person, I usually like to finish a project that I complete. In the area of knitting, I'm really falling down on that at the moment. So I currently have a hat, a jumper and a blanket still outstanding. They're all kind of half knit in some way or shape or form and not finished.
You said the jumper has two sleeves, but you haven't connected them.
Yes. So the basically four different panels.
So you've got a vest, is basically what you've got.
But the sleeves aren't even tied together.
Right, okay.
So they're just flaps, pretty much. And last week, I posted on my Instagram story, I was trying to sell a few fundraiser raffle tickets for the musical I was in, and I said that if anybody donated to the raffle, I would make them a tiny knitted Ireland flag. So now I have 10 tiny knitted Ireland flags to make.
And the list is getting longer. According to WhatsApp this morning, people are looking for these, Aisling.
Oh, lad, I'm definitely with you on the unfinished knitting product. I offered to help my daughter with her junior entrepreneur project in primary school, knitting little bears. And she did a quick survey last week, and we reckon we need about 200 bears. I've got 30 done in January. It needs to be done by the middle of April.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
That's not good.
You know what? I will knit you a tiny bear if you knit me a tiny Ireland flag. Because I have to make 10 of them. And about half an hour ago, Emma and Dave, I handed you each a ball of wool and a set of needles to see if you could help me out. We're starting a little assembly line. How are we getting on?
Well, all I'd like to say is you're welcome.
Okay.
Here is your Ireland flag.
Okay, first of all, it's just green. We've actually not even gotten all the stitches off one needle and onto the other. We haven't even done one full row.
I don't understand why you're switching them. I don't understand how this is going to turn into a flag either.
There's a crazy piece of wool that just loops around the back of all the stitches. I don't even know how you did that.
Cool. Yeah. So. See, I'm a professional. Okay. I've never knitted before in my entire life. I've always wanted to be one of those people who sat by the TV and just like knitted away.
Oh, it's such a nice...
It looks real therapeutic.
So Ash, just update you on my progress. Since you handed me these, I watched YouTube video after YouTube video trying to figure out how on earth to get going.
What the hell? I'm sitting right here.
I know, but you're busy doing bits, so I didn't. And now I've just finished my first row.
All right.
Progress.
We're sucking diesel.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged. Weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.